M. Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. A powerful tornado kills more than 24 people in Mississippi and one person in Alabama. The weekend cleanup is underway. CBS's Christian Benavidas is there.
The tornado touched down in Rolling Fork in western Mississippi Friday night and kept going to other towns across the region.
It like sound like a train was just like coming through the house, and you could just hear the trees just crackling and the debris just smacking up against the house and it was crazy.
Now houses sit in ruins, toppled trees are all around, and flipped cars and even big trucks litter the landscape.
Thousands gather in Waco, Texas for former President Trump's first campaign rally since announcing his candidacy for president in 2024.
With the possibility of indictment and the Stormy Daniels hush money scandal, former President Donald Trump was quick to go on the attack against the District Attorney of New York and the porn star.
Investigating me for something that is not a crime, not a misdemeanor, not an affair. I never liked horseface. I never liked... That wouldn't be the one. There is no one. We have a great first lady.
Trump also addressed the impact of the scandal.
It's the craziest thing. I got bad publicity and my poll numbers have gone through the roof. Would you explain this to me? Explain that to me, Dan.
Chris Fox for CBS News, Waco, Texas.
Do you have credit card debt? You're not alone. And the raising of interest rates certainly does not help. Correspondent Tanya Rivero.
Americans have never held more credit card debt than they do right now. Almost $1 trillion total, an increase of nearly 19% over the end of last year. And now, with the Fed's ninth interest rate hike in a row to 5%,
inflation remains too high and the labor market continues to be very tight.
Many Americans will see an almost immediate increase to their credit card's interest rates.
When the Fed raises interest rates, it really kicks in quickly.
An explosion at a chocolate factory in Pennsylvania Friday killed three people and left four missing, but authorities say one person was found alive in the rubble. This man works at a nearby diner.
All of a sudden, the entire building shook. Once, like, the news gets out of who's missing or who's, like, gone, unfortunately, a lot of people will come together. Even if they don't know the person, they might know someone affected by it, and they don't want to have them deal with it alone.
Still no cause. Republican Governor Brad Little has signed a bill allowing execution by firing squad, making Idaho the latest state to turn to older methods of capital punishment amid a nationwide shortage of lethal injection drugs. Firing squads will be used only if the state cannot obtain the drugs needed for lethal injections. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
kicking off Maxine Kevy with a double dip of Cold Black River. That's Hillbilly Zeus on Maxine Kevy. 420 Decibel before that. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Maxine Kevy. 2 hours of original, local, hard rock, punk, and metal from around the state of Wisconsin. Rocker, Cold Black River, they're playing at the Barley Pop, opening up for our guest tonight.
That's right, Jimmy. Rogue Rat plays that show as well. They'll be releasing their new album, Satisfaction Guaranteed, and they'll be playing with the Warhawks. But more importantly, we have Nate O from Rogue Rats, and we'll be talking to him after 10:30 tonight. And then, Jimmy, Essential Last Crack at 11.
That new Rogue Rack is really good. I can't wait to play it for you. Hey, Bombastica is happening at the Wisco April 15th, 27 years of Max Inc. Carbellion, Iron Plow, Wizard Hammer are playing. Rocker, what's some a fond memory that you have tonight for Bombastica?
Well, Jimmy, before there was Bombastica, there was just Maximum Inc.'s annual party of existence. We used to celebrate our existence. And in 1998, we had our second year anniversary, and believe it or not, we had WORT, 101.5 IBA, and 94.1 JGO all come together to celebrate with us. And that was at the Mango Grill. People might remember that. That's where WSUM currently resides. There was University Square there. And the band's playing, you ready for this? Door Slammer, Lorenzo Music, and Magic 7.
Wow. That's amazing. The good old days.
March 19th, 1998.
How many people showed up? That was a Thursday night.
Oh, that was packed. That was a Thursday night. Of course, we offered free beer back then. I would get a half barrel of beer. I would find the darkest possible beer I could find and give it away for free, like oatmeal stout.
Right, right. Good stuff. So they can only have one or two.
Yeah,
they... join us for this week, though, or this year, 27 years of Maximum Inc. at the Wisco, April 15th, Carbellion, Iron Plow, Wizard Havern. We're going to broadcast live from 6 to 9 p.m. Hope to see you there. Let's play a song from each of the bands playing Bombastica, kicking it off with a brand new one from Carbellion. Pity the Backseat. It's Maxine Kevy. We are local music.
It's the guy with the rings, man! The guy with the rings! Stay cool.
Accent Radio. Radio for the people.
CBS News Brief. President Biden issues an emergency declaration for Mississippi following massive storms from Friday night. At least 26 people were killed and dozens others injured as the massive storm ripped through. Ronia Pope lives in Rolling Fork.
Typical disaster. Devastating. Friends lost. Damage. It is heartbreaking.
Donald Trump holding his first official 2024 campaign rally in Waco, Texas.
They've got nothing. They've got nothing. Think of it. 11 million pages. And my tax returns on top of it, and they're a big return. It probably makes me the most innocent man in the history of our country.
The death toll now stands at 3 after crews discover another person died following an explosion at a Pennsylvania factory. West Reading Police Chief Wayne Holbin.
One person was located alive, and rescue workers continue to search for any other possible survivors.
CBS News Brief, I'm Matt.
It's the Mad City Brido Expo, Sunday, March 26th at the Monona Terrace in Madison. Imagine planning your wedding in just one day. Pre-register for tickets at madcitybridoexpo.com and receive a $200 gift card. Tickets are also available at the door for $10. Read all the details at madcitybridoexpo.com and like them on Facebook. It's the Mad City Brido Expo, Sunday, March 26th at the Monona Terrace in Madison. Your ring is just the beginning.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crew to tease at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were Crudy Takes.
Crudy's Takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Find us on Facebook and become a fan. It's Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Fighting fun. And if you were a man,
Maxine Kevy on Civic Media. That is Rogue Rat and brand new off their album, Satisfaction Guaranteed, A Pawn in the Hand. How you doing, everybody? I'm GBK here with Rocker. And Rocker, you're going to introduce our next guest.
Jimmy, Rogue Rat formed in 2017, and they're a high-octane pedal-to-the-metal rock from Madison. They're releasing a new album. It's their debut album, Satisfaction Guaranteed, on April 1st at the Barley Pop Live here in the Mad City. We have Nate O on the phone with us to tell us all about Rogue Rat, the new album and release show. Nate, welcome to Max Inc. Heavy.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on.
You know, Nate.
Yeah, you bet.
For our listeners who may not be familiar with Rogue Rat, tell us a little bit about the band. I mean, you guys have been around for a minute.
Yeah, we've been around for, almost 6 years now. I think 2017 was when we all got together. I had just left my band Cerno Sir, and I was kind of in pursuit of doing something a little different. I wanted to pursue things that were more in line with my influences from growing up. And, I was heavily influenced by, the new wave of British heavy metal bands like Iron Maiden and Judas Priest and, you know, those first couple Def Leppard albums and the stuff, the hard rock of the 70s, like UFO and Deep Purple and then into some of the punk rock of the late 70s, the Ramones and the Pistols and stuff like that. I wanted to incorporate some of that into it. And obviously, I mean, if you hear our stuff, you'll hear there's definitely Motorhead influence in there too.
I was going to say, you mentioned all those bands. I was going to ask you about Motorhead, because when I listened to Satisfaction Guaranteed, that was one of the first things I picked up. Very Motorhead-ish. And I love that. I like it.
Yeah, most definitely. I think, that obviously comes a lot from my influence of growing up with Motorhead. But also, when Rogue Rat formed, that band is comprised of myself and three other guys that were in a Motorhead tribute band.
And who are those guys? name your band members.
It's myself and Peter Rabbit, who is the bass player, and Peter played guitar in the Bottles for quite a few years.
Yeah.
Nate Hugley is playing lead guitar, and he also plays with Full Vinyl Treatment, who is another Madison staple, have been around for a couple decades now, I think. and then we have Scott Chazen on drums. And Scott is an incredibly talented drummer who's played with he currently plays with Vermillion. Mm-hmm. As well as us, and he has played with JFA, Jody Foster's Army, back in the day. I mean, that's a pretty big punk name, and also Junior Achievement, who is also a big punk name from back in the day. And he's a pretty sought after drummer, and I feel we're pretty fortunate to have him on our team.
No doubt, man.
He even plays with Kelsey Miles from time to time.
Yeah.
He does indeed play with Kelsey, yes.
Hey, tell us about your new debut album. It's called Satisfaction Guaranteed, and you're about to release it. Tell us the skinny.
Well, the skinny is it's 11 songs that are, they're pretty much written to get you moving. I think that was my whole purpose in doing this, is that, I wanted something to get people's, to get people moving and get their heads bobbing, get your head banging a little bit and have some fun. Most of the songs are pretty high octane, pretty fast up tempo. I think there's maybe one mid tempo song on the entire album.
It's straightforward rock and roll in my mind. I love it. It's just straightforward rock and roll. Let's party.
Yes, absolutely. And that's what my aim was all along.
Talk about the artwork on the album real quick. It's pretty cool. I like it.
Yeah, that was a design that was actually I was it was purchased from an artist online, and then I did some digital modifications to it. Mm-hmm. I spent quite a bit of time doing different variations of it, and that's the final rendering is what you see. I think it turned out pretty good.
It fits the album too. I think I love the artwork on CDs and albums, of course, but it's even better when it kind of ties in Rocker with the music on the album.
Jimmy, that's right. And Rogue Rat, they are releasing this album, Satisfaction Guaranteed, at the Barley Pop Live in the Mad City on Saturday, April 1st, along with Cold Black River and Warhawk. This is April Fool's Day, though. Are there going to be any surprises?
There are definitely going to be some surprises. So,
uh-oh. Can you spill the tea? Give us a clue.
I can't leak it.
Oh,
I can't
what about a tease?
You'll have to show up.
We're putting the screws to you, man.
Well, tell us about the bands that you're playing with for this show. Cold Black River, we play a lot of their music. Tell us a little bit about Warhawk for a second.
Warhawks are a hardcore punk band that has been in, they've been around for quite a few years in Madison, comprised of some really talented musicians for sure. They're super fun, super aggressive, and they are a perfect opener for the night.
That's awesome. And the show once again is happening Saturday, April 1st at the Barley Pop downtown. April Fools. Hello, everybody. Cold Black River, Warhawk, and of course, Rogue Rat. Once the album's released, where can people find it online where they could buy it?
Well, it's going to be on all of your streaming services, Spotify, Apple Music, and all the others, YouTube Music. You can go to our Facebook page, and there will be links to everything there.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Get it while it's hot.
And if you want a physical copy, you can come to one of our shows, and you can pick one up there.
That's the best way to do it. We're going to play Drag Strip Queen. This is my personal favorite on the album so far. Tell me about the song.
This is about a motorcycle, actually. It's about a motorcycle that I bought a few years ago. And, I think the lyrics to the song pretty much tell it all. It's a whole lot of fun.
It's a party, it's Rogue Rat. Nato, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us tonight. We really appreciate it, and congratulations on the new album.
Thank you so much for having me, guys, and thank you for the congratulatory output.
Yeah, man, you're welcome. That's rock and roll, and let's have a party right now with Rogue Rat, Drag Strip Queen, Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
She runs hot, highly modified.
It's local music from Wisconsin. It's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. We'll be right back.
Maxine Kevy with Sir No Sir. That's from their 2015 Scavenger album, Play for Keeps. Some Rogue Rat before that. Thanks to Nate O for calling in tonight. We really appreciate it. The new album is called Satisfaction Guaranteed. The CD release party is happening Saturday, April 1st at the Barley Pop, featuring Gold Black River and Warhawk. It's going to be a great show. Congratulations to Rogue Rat. I'm Jimmy K here with Rocker Maxine Kevy, brought to you by Ignite Glass and Gifts. For glass, gifts, and vape, shop igniteglassandgifts.com. And by Forward Craft and Coffee. We pour it all at Wood Avenue in Madison. See their full menu at forwardcraft.com. And by the Mad City Brido Expo. This is happening tomorrow at the Monona Terrace. Your ring is just the beginning. See full details and get tickets right now at madcitybridoexpo.com. Still to come tonight, Essential Last Crack just after 11 o'clock. Plus, we'll tell you what's happening on Max Inc. Radio in the coming weeks. Direct Hit, they are celebrating a 15-year anniversary and are throwing a party at the Rigby on Saturday, April 22nd. Pistols at Dawn is also playing that show. Here's a brand new single from Direct Hit. It's called Wasteland. It's Maxine Kevy, and we are local music.
You're in this game, make now, thinking, what'll you learn? I can't deserve, right in this split.
problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
It's the Mad City Brido Expo, Sunday, March 26th at the...
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.